And today, of course, is Monday. And I'm Graham. I'm continuing the morning music programme. And at about 10:30, I'll introduce you to my singer of renown for this week.
I met a gal in Calico, down in Santa Fe. Used to be her Sunday beau, till I rode away. Do I want her? Do I want her love? Yes, sirree. Will I win her? Will I win her love? Wait and see. Working with a rodeo, go from town to town. See most every kind of gal, every kind of gal. But who made my heart sing? Yippee-yi, yippee-o. My little gal in Calico.
You can have your gals dressed in silk and satin, those who drape their shape in crepe de chine. Take your city gals who go around high-hatting, thinking they look swell in velveteen. When they're wrapped in sable, we're not able to imagine how they look.
I'm just a country boy, and any country boy knows a fancy cover doesn't make a fancy book.
Knows a fancy cover doesn't make a book.
I'll take my gal in Calico,
Calico,
down in Santa Fe.
Santa Fe, Santa Fe.
Guess I'd better let her know
Yippee-yi-oh,
that I feel this way.
Yippee-yi-yi-yi.
Is she waiting? Is she waiting? She better be. Am I hoping to be roping her? Yes, sirree. Gonna quit the rodeo. Gonna settle down. Buy a bolt of calico for a wedding gown. Then will I fence her in? Yippee-yi, yippee-o. My little gal in calico.
Yippee-yi-yippee-o, little gal Calico.
Yippee-tie-yay-tie-o, tie-yay-tie-o.
A Gal in Calico, written by Arthur Schwartz and Leo Robin for a 1946 Warner Brothers film, The Time, the Place, and the Girl. And in the film, it was sung by Dennis Morgan. Do you remember him? That recording, of course, was not by Dennis Morgan. It was by Bing Crosby with the John Scott Trotter Orchestra and the Rhythmaires. Bing and also Johnny Mercer had hit recordings of A Gal in Calico back in 1948 in Australia. And on the subject of Bing Crosby, Sam Coslow and Arthur Johnston wrote some songs for Bing to sing in one of his very first feature film back in the early 1930s. The song that I'm going to feature is Learn to Croon, but it's not going to be sung by Bing Crosby.
If you want to win your heart's desire, sweet melodies of love inspire romance. Just whisper, bah, 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 and when you do, she'll whisper, bah, bah, boom, bah, 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 and nestle closer to you. Learn to croon, you'll eliminate each rival soon. If you're heading for a sunny honeymoon, learn to croon. Thank you. when your heart's desire sweet melodies of love inspire romance. Just whisper ba-ba-boom, ba-ba-ba-boom, and when you do, she'll whisper ba-ba-boom, ba-ba-ba-boom, and nestle closer to you. Learn to coo, you'll eliminate each rival soon. If you're heading for a sunny honeymoon, learn to croo.
Learn to Croon, sung by the Australian singer Ross Higgins, who was not only a notable vocalist, but also a star of many TV shows in Australia. Julie Stein was a very successful songwriter in the USA. Yesterday was the anniversary of his birth. I'm going to play a couple of songs which were written by Julie Stein. I think you'll remember some of them.
I've heard about Houdini and the rest of them, and I put you up against the best of them. As far as I'm concerned, you're the tops, and you don't resort to props. The things I used to think were inconceivable, You've a way of making them believable. And upon a night like this, I'm afraid you just can't miss. You sigh, the song begins, you speak and I hear violins. It's magic. The stars desert the skies, they rush to nestle in your eyes. It's magic. Without a golden wand, all mystic charms, fantastic things begin when I am in your arms. Becomes a wonderland. It's magic. How else can I explain those rainbows when there is no rain? It's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all true, when in my heart I know the magic is my love for you.
Those two songs were written by Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn. The first, There Goes That Song Again, sung by Kate Smith, who had a hit record of that song in Australia back in 1945, as did several other artists. It's Magic, of course, that's associated with Doris Day, isn't it? It was a big hit for Doris Day and Tony Martin in Australia in 1949. Julie Stein and Sam Kahn wrote It's Magic, and it was nominated in 1944 for the Best Film Song of the Year. The recording that I played was by Janet Seidel, who sang and played the piano in that recording in Sydney in 2001. And if you heard a little bit of double bass in the background, string bass, then that was being played by Janet Seidel's brother, David. A great combination, Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn. The next song that you'll hear, they wrote, and it won the Oscar for the Best Film Song of 1954. Do you remember?
Make it mine. Make it mine. Please make it mine.
in the fountain, each one seeking happiness. Thrown by three hopeful lovers, which one will the fountain bless? Three hearts in the fountain, each heart longing for its home. There they lie in the fountain, somewhere in the heart of Rome. Through the ripples, how they shine. Just one wish will be granted. One heart will wear a valentine. Make it mine. Granted, one heart will wear a valentine. Make it mine, make it mine, make it mine.
Three coins in the fountain. The title song of a delightful movie from 1954 that the song won the Academy Award for the Best Film Song of 1954. In the film, filmgoers heard Frank Sinatra sing the song, and that recording that I played was by the Four Aces, and recordings by Sinatra and the Four Aces topped the Australian hit parades in 1954. Beaut song written by Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn. Here's another song. This was introduced in a 1938 movie.
Now, I don't care what the weatherman says. When the weatherman says it's raining, you never hear me complaining. I'm certain the sun will shine. I don't care how the weather vane points. When the weather vane points too gloomy, it's got to be sunny to me. When your eyes look into mine, oh jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those beepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Oh gosh, I'll get up. How'd you get so lit up? Gosh, I'll get up. How'd you get that size? Oh, golly gee, when you turn the heaters on, woe is me. Got to put my cheaters on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers. How'd the hypnotize? Yes. Where'd you get those eyes, gate? Where'd you get those eyes, satch? Where'd you get those eyes? Baba do dee da do 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 do. There's those eyes.
Thank you.
Believe it or not, Jeepers Creepers was sung by Louis Armstrong to a horse in a 1938 motion picture. The name of the horse was Jeepers Creepers. The film was Going Places. It was written, the song written by Harry Warren and Johnny Mercer. And yes, that singer in the film and on that record you just heard was by Louis Armstrong. Earlier I played a song from Al Jolson's second feature film. The first feature film that I mentioned at the time, of course, was The Jazz Singer, and in 1928, Australians had the opportunity to see The Jazz Singer, and Jolson sang Blue Skies, written by Irving Berlin, in The Jazz Singer, but here's a recording by Perry Como of Irving Berlin's Blue Skies.
Skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Nothing but bluebirds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
Perry Como and the vocal group called The Satisfiers recorded Blue Skies in 1946. At this time of my program, about 10:30 normally, I introduce you to a singer of renown for the week. It's a singer whose recording I would not normally play in my program, but I think is worthy of a special treatment. And today, it's a singer who was born in Victoria exactly 124 years ago. Australian baritone John Brownlee. Enjoy his recording of a serenade from Mozart's opera Don Giovanni.
with the music's chime. My heart is beating time, as if to give a sign that it would cry, be mine, be mine. Though our lips may say no word, yet in my heart a voice is heard. It seems to whisper soft and low, I love.
Australian tenor Donald Smith sang the waltz from The Merry Widow, I Love You So. That was introduced in Vienna in December of 1905. It was a composition of Franz Lehár. In a moment I'll play another recording of a song from The Merry Widow, and I'll have to look for Australian basso John Brownlee later, and hopefully bring him to you next week. But here's Velia from The Merry Widow.
Thank you.
In the operetta The Merry Widow, Velia is a forest fairy who enchants hunters. And the role was made Gladys Moncrief's own, apparently, back in the 1920s. And that recording of Velia was sung by Gladys Moncrief in Sydney in 1929. I'm going to move forward now to what was Cole Porter's most successful show, Kiss Me, Kate, introduced in December 1948 on Broadway, and I'm going to play some songs from Kiss Me, Kate.
If a custom tailored vet asks me out for something wet, when the vet begins to pet, I cry, hooray! But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I am. I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. I've been asked to have a meal by a big tycoon in steel. If the meal includes a deal, accept I may. Checks, I fear, mean sex is here to stay. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I am. I'm always true to you, darling, in my way.
From Cole Porter's Kiss Me, Kate. Always True to You in My Fashion was sung by Della Reese. In the original Broadway production in 1946, the male lead was Alfred Drake. And here's one of his efforts from Kiss Me, Kate.
Even without you. deceive me, desert me.
From Kiss Me, Kate, Alfred Drake sang So In Love. In the show, there's a splendid duet sung by two of the lead singers. Here it is. One of the splendid songs written by Cole Porter for the 1948 Broadway show Kiss Me, Kate. And that recording of Wunderbar was by Paul Jones and Nicola McAuliffe, who appeared in a 1987 Broadway revival of Kiss Me, Kate. Next two selections are songs that were introduced in motion pictures.
Lately I find myself out gazing at stars, hearing guitars like someone in love. Sometimes the things I do astound me, mostly whenever you're around me. seem to walk as though I had wings. I bump into things like someone in love. Each time I look at you, I'm limp as a glove and feeling like someone in love. Someone in love. Each time I look at you, I'm limp as a glove and feeling like someone in love. I'm feeling like someone in love.
was Carioca, played by Artie Shaw's orchestra. It was composed by Vincent Humans for a 1933 RKO film called Flying Down to Rio. It was the first film in which Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers performed together, although they weren't the stars of that film. And before that, Like Someone in Love, sung by Johnny Mathis with Percy Faith Orchestra. Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke wrote that song for Belle of the Yukon, a movie from 1944. The stars of that film were Randolph Scott and Dinah Shore.
How I'd love to hear the organ in the chapel in the moonlight, while we're strolling down the aisle where roses entwine. How I'd love to hear you whisper in the chapel in the moonlight that the love light in your eyes forever will shine, till the roses turn to ashes, till the organ turns to rust. If you'll never come, I'll still be there till the moonlight turns to dust. How I'd love to hear the choir in the chapel in the moonlight as they sing, oh, promise me forever. If you'll never come, I'll still be there till the moonlight turns to dust. How I'd love to hear the choir in the chapel in the moonlight as they sing, oh, promise me.
Do you remember that hit from Kitty Callan? The Chapel in the Moonlight, popular song. I loved it, and very well sung by Kitty Callan, I thought.